So the Ready for Winter campaign, the Scottish Government survey results are out today. Has it been a success?
I think it has been. Of course, we're not through winter yet, and there's still the very real possibility of disruptive weather, but what we've seen is 64% of Scottish residents took action to prepare for severe weather ahead of this winter. And that breaks down, for example, to people taking action in the car, 45%, and at home, 46%. Along with, crucially, 13% of Scottish residents saying they're more prepared in the home compared to the previous year, and that shows real progress.
And how has this campaign helped people to better prepare?
I think by highlighting the necessity for preparation in advance of undertaking journeys or in advance of bad weather over the winter, and also by working with some very credible partners like the Red Cross and many other sectors that help in relation to people's resilience, I think we've had a credible campaign now going on for a number of years, and that's getting through to people. And obviously, of course, the reminder of that very bad winter 3 years ago, people themselves want to do this, and any help we can offer to them and any prompting we can do is worthwhile.
You did mention that we're not quite out of the woods yet in terms of severe weather. We're now into March. Is this campaign's message still relevant?
It is. If you remember last year in March, we had that very heavy snowfall affecting the southwest and Arran. I was in Arran myself at the time. Huge amount of snow in a part of the country which doesn't expect to get that much in terms of snow compared to the rest of Scotland. So it's quite clear whether it's snow, whether it's ice or high winds. And of course, as we've seen more recently in terms of the huge amount of rainfall that we've had, the possibility of flooding, there is every reason for people to continue to be aware of the dangers and preparing themselves for those dangers should they arise.